Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to wake up our soul this morning. It is 3:06 a.m. in my recording, but when you wake up, this is the message that God has for you. It's coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. After everything is under the power of God's Son, he will put himself under the power of God, who put everything under his Son's power. Then God will mean everything to everyone. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And as we look at a topic for this message today, I just want you to remember, God will be all in all. Now let's go into our spiritual classroom. The Lord is all powerful. Amen. And let's not forget that you can be certain that in the last days, there will be some very hard times. It's time to let go of feelings holding you back, because the energy will be antagonistic. As it says in the scripture, people will love only themselves. They will be proud. They will be stuck up, rude, and disobedient to their parents. They will be ungrateful, godless, heartless, and hateful. Their words will be cruel, and they will have no self-control or pity. These people will hate everything good. They will be sneaky and reckless and puffed up with pride. Instead of loving God, they will love pleasure, even though they make themselves seem religious. Their religion won't be real. Don't have anything to do with such people. Some men will fool whole families just to get power over those women who are slaves of sin and are controlled by all sorts of desires. These women always want to learn something, but they never can discover the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses, these people are enemies of the truth. Their minds are sick and their faith isn't real, but they won't get very far with their foolishness. And soon everyone will know the truth about them, just as Jannes and Jambres were found out. That's in the word. So keep your focus from the soul to the mainstay with the triune God today. The Lord gives perfect peace to those whose faith is firm. That's Isaiah 26 verse 3. This is a promise to keep us in perfect peace when we keep our minds stayed on God. It's time to move forward in the plans and the purposes that God has for you. So today, rise and stay optimistic. Stay resilient. Be inspiring, holding on to the zeal you have from your soul, and be encouraging enough to yourself as you rise from your own ashes. You can't go forward if you keep looking backwards. Stop saying, oh, woe is me. Stop being the poster child for misery. Just take it to God and leave it there. See, God is the ultimate psychologist. Remember, he sets the sun to rise. He sets the sun to set. He sets the wind to blow. And we all know that's God. We know that we cannot reach the stars, but still that's God who created heaven and earth. He formed the mountains so he can fix all of our problems. Stop telling God how big your problems are. Instead, tell your problems how big your God is. He can fix and heal everything about us. That's in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. To us, a child has been born. A child has been born for us. We have been born, given a child, a son, who will be our ruler. His name will be Wonderful Advisor. His name will be Mighty God. His name will be Eternal Father. His name will be the Prince of Peace. His power will never end. Peace will last forever. He will rule David's kingdom and make it grow strong. He will always rule with honesty and justice. The Lord is all powerful and will make certain that all of this is done. If you don't understand that, here's the bigger picture. This is God's order of events that will unfold when Christ returns. Number one, to all who belong to Christ, you will be resurrected boldly when Christ returns. Number two, Christ will defeat every power or authority of any kind until he rules over every corner of the world. Number three, God the Father's authority will make it possible for Christ to rule in this way, even defeating death itself. And number four, Christ will reign over the entire kingdom until when all is conquered, he will deliver it to the Father. And number five, Christ will be under the authority of the Father, who made it possible for Christ to be in authority over everything else. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22 through 27. And the final goal of this, and the purpose of all of history, and the lives of all who are in Christ and of Christ himself, is that God will be all in all. God's glory will reign supreme over the entire universe. So in Christ, we have a future of hope. So stop dwelling in the pessimism of dry, desolate works of the flesh matters that keep holding you back, draining your energy like a blood-sucking tick. In Christ, we have a hope and a future. In Christ, we have a future. We have hope. Let's spend time talking with God. See it. Believe it. God is your hope. As we rise R-I-Z-E today to get over and through it. Being resilient. Being inspirational. Caring zeal from the soul and staying encouraged. That's what rise means. And let's remember 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Keep on being faithful to what you were taught and to what you believed. After all, you know who taught you these things. And since childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make you wise enough to have faith in Jesus Christ and be saved. Everything in the scripture is God's word. All of it is useful for teaching and helping people and for correcting them and showing them how to live. The scriptures train God's servants to do all kinds of good deeds. Aren't you God's servant? Do you believe you're God's servant? You want to be God's servant? He'll teach you all kinds of good deeds. That's the message for today. To God be the glory. Ogo Nifa Aloha. Amajit La Rabbi. Selah. And until next time.